This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Today, most private health insurance policies cover abortion. The Republican National Committee discovered earlier this week, to some chagrin, that it's been covering the procedure for its employees for years. Now, NPR's Julie Robin reports that language adopted by the House last week as part of its health overhaul bill could change that.
The dispute centers around the impact of language authored by Michigan Democrat Bart Stupak. In the new marketplaces the bill would create, called exchanges, the language would forbid health insurance plans from offering abortion as a benefit to people who get federal subsidies. Now, Stupak says that people who buy their own coverage in the exchange but who don't get subsidies, called affordability credits, will be able to buy policies with abortion coverage.
I can go to the exchange as a private individual and purchase a plan in the exchange that has abortion coverage in it because I did not receive any affordability credit.
That's true, but there's a catch. Health insurers who offer plans with abortion coverage to people who pay their own premiums will also have to offer identical plans, except without abortion coverage, to people who are getting subsidies. And most insurance experts say that's not likely to happen.
I think it would really be impractical.
Bob Leshefsky is a health insurance industry consultant. He says the problem is that the vast majority of people who'll be shopping in the new exchanges will be getting subsidies, so they won't get abortion coverage. So offering a separate plan with abortion coverage would only be available to a small universe of buyers, and it simply wouldn't make much business sense.
It's not an ideological issue. It's not about abortion or not abortion. It's about what is administratively simpler, easier to administer. It just adds a level of complexity they will likely avoid.
Sarah Rosenbaum, a health insurance lawyer at George Washington University, agrees that health insurers are unlikely to cover abortion in the exchanges, even for people paying the full freight.
If you speak to insurers in the industry, they will tell you that they simply can't operate under this kind of set of circumstances. They need to be able to offer standard products that get administered in a standard way for everybody.
The other option for getting abortion coverage under the House language is that women could use their own money to buy a separate policy that just covers abortion. But that's not likely to happen either, says Lori Rubner of Planned Parenthood. She bases her conclusion on the experience of the five states that already prohibit private insurance from covering abortion.
And not surprisingly, we haven't been able to find any kind of separate abortion rider. And it doesn't surprise us because there's no market for it. Why is that? Because no woman plans to have a catastrophic pregnancy or an unintended or unplanned pregnancy. Therefore, she doesn't think about buying coverage separately for abortion. And since there's no market for it, the product doesn't exist.
And it may or may not be what backers of the abortion language intend, but insurance consultant Bob Leshefsky says the ultimate impact of the amendment could be to change abortion from a procedure that's routinely covered by most private insurance plans to a procedure that's routinely excluded.
If more plans don't have it, then that becomes the standard of competition and everything else is the exception.
Rosenbaum agrees and says that could become a financial catastrophe for women who encounter problems later in pregnancy, exactly the opposite of what health insurance is supposed to do.
And the consequence of that is to exclude from the insurance system a procedure that can be, depending on the circumstances under which it's needed, an incredibly costly procedure. And even when it's not life-threatening, leave a woman or a family with thousands of dollars in unpaid bills.
Of course, the debate over the health bill and abortion's role in it is far from over. The Senate version could come to the floor next week. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.